Hi everyone, and welcome to Let's Get Visible, a podcast for small business owners, helping them to grow, have a sustainable business, and get more visibility online. I'm Dawes Brown, and I'll be bringing you SEO and digital marketing tips, as well as interviews and conversations with other small business owners. So, let's get started.
Welcome to this podcast episode, everyone. And today I'm going to be talking about pretty potatoes. Now, it's not the usual spud that you find at the grocery store, or if you're growing a little veggie patch, and they're usually the little spuds that are in the dirt. No, I'm actually talking about websites. So if you've just had a brand new website designed, you've clicked the all exciting let's launch now button, and you've ended up with a pretty looking potato instead of a website that will actually work for you. Now, it is something that I feel we need to be talking more about, because building and launching a website is definitely not the end of your online journey. In fact, it's just the beginning, and there's so much more that you need to know and do to ensure that your investment provides a return. So whether you've built and launched the website yourself, or you've paid a designer or developer to do it, there is an investment of either time and or money that you want to make sure you're getting back in relation to your website, okay? It is meant to be there to work for you. Now, there are two scenarios here that we need to consider. The first scenario is for the completely new business. Now, when I speak about this scenario, it relates to a business that has just freshly launched and doesn't as yet have a digital online footprint. Now, while most of you are thinking, wow, I have just launched my business, I've just launched my new website, and I've got a really long way to go, particularly when it comes to search engine optimization and showing up organically, you may be a little bit overwhelmed by that thought or that concept, but starting from scratch can actually be a good thing. And you're probably thinking, how on earth is this a good thing, Dawes? Well, let me tell you why. Firstly, what you can do is start by using best practices from the get-go. Because you don't have an existing digital footprint online, there isn't any mess for you to clean up, okay? So you can actually start to develop that footprint by being consistent online and ensuring that everything you do from this point forward is done correctly. So it's actually a bonus in many circumstances and cases. Now, if through the process of thinking about your business, your product, your services, you've gone through, hired a designer, and they don't actually have a background or experience in SEO, one thing that you do need to consider is that they may not be aware of what else is required, okay? Other than making it look aesthetically good, having some user experience in there, they may have not considered what is going to happen once that launch button is pressed, because it doesn't stop there, okay? And having a good looking website doesn't actually pay the bills. There is so much more to a website that works for you than just what it looks like. So Google will even tell you this, okay? When they come to visit and crawl your website every 28 to 30 days, given that you've actually submitted your website to search engines like Google, they actually don't care how good your pictures look or whether they match your branding colors, okay? They're looking for the bits of information that tell them the key parts about your pages and how these will best serve their online users. So I'm not sure if you've ever done this, and if it's a little bit scary to do it, then you don't need to. But if you were to right-click your mouse and have a look at your website, so you're on your homepage, you right-click it, what you can actually look at is what we call page source. So if you take a minute, right click on that mouse, it's going to bring up all of this HTML coding. Now, this is not so pretty, but this is what search engines like Google see. Okay, and this is where your vital information lives, and it's where the online bots are going to come and visit to determine the suitability of your website and your content for the organic search results. Now, there are quite a few things that you need to consider to make sure that before pressing launch, you've popped all the right details in. Okay, so things like having correct URL structure, making sure that you've thought about user intention. So when looking at things like your content, your keywords, are these actual areas, topics, you know, content that people are searching for online? Even the way that your pages link from one to another, which is called internal linking strategies. This all needs to be done and set up properly. Now, there is an SEO myth that all of this should happen and be applied after a new website is launched. And I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely wrong. SEO should be an integral part of the design and development process to ensure that when it's go time and you're pressing that launch button, that your website has all of its clothes on, okay? It's ready to be seen and found by search engines and users. Now, the second scenario we come to is the relaunch. Now, this is when a business or organization already has a website and it may be a little bit out of date, okay? So they're looking to create a new one to keep up with the times. And this is a great idea. Websites, on average, have a lifespan of about 2 years. Now, this is also dependent upon the platform that you've used in order to build and develop and create this website. You know, sometimes they can be updated progressively as your business evolves and changes. Now, each situation is different. Everyone uses a different type of content management system in order to develop and launch their website. My preference has always been WordPress, because it allows me to grow and develop as my business changes. Now, unfortunately, what happens when we're in a relaunch state, we've got an existing business and they're just looking to improve, you know, their current look and feel online, what happens more times than not is that there's minimal thought taken into account when it comes to their existing digital online footprint. So over time, search engines like Google keep a memory of your website and your associated online elements. This also includes the content that lives on your website pages, your URLs, and so on. So imagine this for a moment. You have an online presence that is currently working well for your business, but you decide, hey, we need a bit of a refresh. You go ahead, you engage with a designer or developer, you discuss your new ideas, and they implement exactly what you want, okay, including making the website look more aesthetically appealing and pretty and stripping back loads of your content and your total number of pages. Now, during this time, there was no thought about remapping from your old website to your new one. So what you're doing in essence is replacing a valuable and visible website with something that is completely fresh and new. Now, if you're in scenario two, let me ask you this. How long did it take you to build that online presence with your older, uglier website? I'm sure it wasn't overnight, right? It would have taken you some time to build your organic cred online and show up in the unpaid search results. But by pressing launch on this beautifully new website and not paying attention to what you already have, you're essentially starting all over again. This impacts your business and your bottom line, which is why it should not be an afterthought. If SEO isn't an area that your designer or developer has thought about, they won't be able to make you aware of it either. As the saying goes, you don't know what you don't know. But here's what you can do. So someone like me, an SEO consultant, okay, we're here to actually help you with that management process of your project, okay, of that new website, whether it be a brand new build or whether it be a redesign. But it's an absolute must, because this guidance can ensure that throughout the design process, your website is being created with search in mind. So anywhere from the keywords that are being used in your URLs, the content being added or retained, and so on. And you can save yourself a whole lot of time and tears just by forward thinking and planning. Now, sure, you can go back, you can fix this later, but honestly, it's probably going to cost you more, and it's going to take a longer period of time for you to get back your visibility online. Now, I've worked with clients in both scenarios. I've also had business owners reach out to me because they've not made this consideration and they've completely lost visibility, their leads, and this has impacted their livelihoods. Okay, so we're not just talking about the physical website here. This has a flow-on or a domino effect. Now, as a business owner or an organization, it really is up to you to think about these scenarios. Don't rely on your web developer to tell you, okay? If this is not their area of expertise, they're not going to be able to tell you something that they don't know. And the buck stops with you. So if you're in the process of launching something completely new or going through a redesign, I highly recommend that you take these considerations into account and that you don't just go ahead and press launch on that pretty new potato, because you want to make sure that your website is always working for you.
Thanks so much for listening today and making time to tune in. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please leave a review and some feedback. If you'd like to learn more about me or my services, you can find me at doreenbrown.com.au with links to social profiles so you can connect with me on there as well. Well, that's it from me today. So see you next time for the next installment of Let's Get Visible. I'll tell you no matter.